is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's start today by remembering one of the greats in the field of American journalism, Ben Bradlee, who died yesterday in his home in Washington at the age of 93. For more than two decades, the Boston-born Bradlee led the Washington Post during some of the most tumultuous times in modern American politics.
Under Bradlee's leadership, the Post defied the Nixon administration and published stories on the Pentagon Papers. And two of Bradlee's reporters, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, broke the Watergate story that brought down President Richard Nixon.
Joining us now to talk about Bradlee's legacy is Alex Jones. He's director of the Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. And Alex Jones, welcome back to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
How would you describe Ben Bradlee's legacy in the field of journalism?
Well, I think you have to understand that Ben Bradlee's real contribution was as a stupendous leader in journalism. He was a great editor and a great journalist, of course, himself. But the main thing that he did for the Washington Post was to make it into a great newspaper. It was not when he took over. He, by dint of his charisma and his ambition, and there was plenty of that, and his incredible ability to make people want to work for him and do their best work for him and impress him, he managed to make the Washington Post something that it had not been before. Of course, you know, in partnership with Katharine Graham.
Right.
But he was a great leader. And, you know, I knew him. I was at the New York Times writing about the press in the 1980s, and I knew him. I knew him reasonably well. He was unlike just about anybody I've ever seen. I mean, he was, for one thing, he was a man who managed to remain sexy into his 80s.
Well, Alex, I'd love, though, to tell me a story about that, because as you mentioned, you covered the media for the New York Times, and that included Bradlee's tenure at the Post. So tell me Ben Bradlee story.
Well, here's my favorite Ben Bradlee story, and I think it really summarizes somehow the sort of, you know, irreverence and humor of Ben Bradlee, as well as it's just this kind of sense of being utterly comfortable in his skin. Anyway, you know, of course, Bradlee was, you know, iconic after Watergate. Well, years pass, and here we are with the Iran-Contra scandal. And he was playing tennis with Cy Hirsch, Seymour Hirsch, who was a very sort of irascible investigative reporter, a great one, and a big friend of Bradlee's. And I read somewhere that someone had seen them coming off the tennis court and asked Bradlee what he thought about Iran-Contra, and he said, "I haven't had so much fun since Watergate." So I called him up. I called him, and he always came to the phone. And I said, "Did you say that?" And he said, "Yeah, I said it." So I did a little, I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but I did a little item on it. The next day I came into work, and shortly after I got to my desk, I got a phone call, and it was Cy Hirsch. And if you know Cy Hirsch, you'll understand. He was like, "God damn it, I didn't know what I was doing. He was going absolutely berserk. And I said, "Cy, wait a minute. Hold on. Look. I called Bradlee. I asked him if he said it. He told me he said it." "God damn it, I don't know what he said." I was rather confused, as you might imagine. So I called Bradlee. And I said, "You know, you told me you said it. Now Cy's going crazy saying you didn't say it." And there was this pause. And then Bradlee says, "If I'd said I didn't say it, who'd have believed me?"
That's great. What a great story.
That was Bradlee all over. I mean, the thing is,
well, let me ask you, Alex Jones, because you mentioned Watergate, of course, and he's famous for that. And I want to ask you a question about that. But first, let's listen to Ben Bradlee talking a few years ago on C-SPAN about Watergate. Here's what he said.
"If you had told any editor of the Washington Post since the beginning of time, it was going to be a story that would 40 people would go to jail and the President of the United States would resign, he'd say, 'Thank you, Lord.'"
All right. So Watergate, of course, ended a presidency. It spawned a best-selling book, a movie. But did Watergate and Ben Bradlee's style of journalism change journalism in significant ways that we can see today?
Oh, I think it did. I don't think there's any question that it did. And I think it's very important to remember that when Watergate was just starting to bubble, it was not the White House reporters for the New York Times and the Washington Post that were on the story. They thought the story was nothing and was nowhere. The two reporters who reported on it and pursued it were basically Metro reporters who had very little standing within the Washington Post, but they got it, and it would have been quite typical at newspapers for the story to have started to look like something and they would have had it taken away from them. Hmm. Bradley didn't do that. He let them keep it, and he let them run with it, and he backed them when they were under great, great fire from the White House. That's the kind of thing that Bradley did that inspired such incredible loyalty. You know, I want to call your attention to something that it struck me really is emblematic of why he was so spectacular. In 1981, one of the most spectacular scandals of American journalism happened on his watch at the Washington Post. It was the Janet Cook story. I don't know whether you remember this or not, but there's a woman reporter at the Washington Post who was given a Pulitzer Prize for her stories about a little boy who was in the hands of drug addicts, and they had never been able to find him. But it won a Pulitzer Prize, and in the wake of winning the prize, it was revealed that she'd falsified her biography, and then it turned out she had completely fabricated the whole story. In other words, it was a colossal journalistic scandal, very much like Jason Blair, except even worse, because she had won the Pulitzer Prize.
Sure, I remember this. Yep.
The fact is that under any ordinary circumstances, that would have cost the top editor his job. It cost Hal Raines his job at the New York Times when it happened with Jason Blair. It did not happen with Ben Bradley, because the people at the Washington Post loved him and were for him and backed him, even though this was terrible for the Washington Post. It was something that he managed to weather because he had the confidence and the kind of, you know, almost, it was almost like a religious zeal of people who followed him and would have followed him anywhere. He really was one of the most, probably maybe the most charismatic man I've ever known.
All right. Well, that's Alex Jones. He's director of the Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, remembering Ben Bradley, the former editor of the Washington Post who died yesterday at the age of 93. Alex Jones, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.